Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hi, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. May the 4th be with you. Yes, all of our Star Wars fans out there, get that one. In the year 2020, we've got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Virgin and O2 be doing a little mwah. As most of our UK listeners know, these are the two of the bigger telecoms in the country, and it looks like they're ready to make a little love. Now, the sources at The Guardian are saying the owners of Virgin Media and O2 are in talks for a UK joint venture. That would, of course, unite both companies. Yes, that would mean that the mobile, the internet, and the TV that's offering from both of those companies would be combined as well. Now, you might be scratching your head thinking, what in the bloody hell are they doing this? Sorry, it's my terrible British accent. Well, the biggest guess is they're trying to fend off BT and Sky. But the real reason we won't know for a little while, because both companies have decided not to comment as of now. One thing that is certain, yeah, if both companies do come together, it means fewer choices for services, which is never a good thing for the consumer. Yeah, I know Microsoft fans out there have been waiting for that May update thinking, how long are they going to keep delaying this thing? Well, now we may have a better idea why it's been delayed. They've got other things to worry about, particularly fixing a zero-day exploit. Yeah, pretty big. Yes, apparently this zero-day exploit actually needs to be patched before the next Windows 10 version can be pushed out. Now, of course, there's no official word yet when we're going to be getting the May update, but sources from Microsoft have actually told us here at BTN News, the May update actually still might be coming in May. It was supposed to be May 12th was when we were supposed to be getting the update. Maybe it'll be at the end of this month instead. Only thing we can do now is wait and see. And finally, Sonos. Yeah, they make pretty good speakers. In fact, one speaker, I guess they thought they made so well, they thought, it doesn't need a redesign. And it hasn't gotten one since 2013. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about the Playbar. Yeah, as many of us know, that Playbar's looked the same for years now. And apparently Sonos said, yeah, it has, hasn't it? Apparently they've contemplated enough thinking, yeah, maybe it does need a bit of a redesign. Now, what appears to be leaked on the interwebs is a new, but yet incomplete, by the way, renders of a new completely redesigned Playbar. And from what we can tell, it's going to be a little sleeker, going to be a little curvier, and would definitely fit the look a little bit better of more modern televisions like we have now. In fact, we're even hearing from the folks over at 9to5 Mac that Dolby Atmos might actually be supported in the thing. But that's a long way off. We still got to see what the finished product's going to look like. Other things that have been rumored are the new native voice control, and more than likely, we'll definitely see support for Sonos S2. So right now, if you were kind of on the fence, if you should go spend about $750 for a soundbar that's, 7 years old, basically, you might want to wait. Sonos might have something for us around the corner. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, please send it our way. We'd love to hear from you. You can send it at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Head on over to our official website at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where, of course, you can get subscribed to the news show, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show. And it's also where you can support the news show. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions is the place to do that. For as little as $5 a month, your help will keep the news show on the air. We're also, of course, on Facebook, just like everybody else is, at British Tech Network. And I guess we're on Facebook. We must be on Twitter too, right? Yep, we are. You can find us there at British Tech. And we do have our community always having fun over there at our Slack room. Come in and join in today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, hope you have yourself a good Monday. Let's get this week started right. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.